Ezekiel chapter 43. Afterward he brought me to the gate, even the gate that faces towards the east. And, indeed, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east, and his voice was like a noise of many waters. And the earth shone with his glory. And it was according to the appearance of the vision which I saw, even according to the vision that I saw when I came to destroy the city. And the visions were like the vision that I saw by the river Chebar, and I fell upon my face. And the glory of the Lord Jehovah came into the house temple, by the way of the gate which faces towards the east. So the Spirit took me up, and brought me into the inner court, and, indeed, the glory of the Lord Jehovah filled the house temple. And I heard him speaking to me out of the house temple. And the man stood by me. And he said to me, Son of man, the place of my throne, and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will live in the midst of the children of Israel forever, and my holy name, the house of Israel will no more defile, neither they, nor their kings, by their prostitution, nor by the dead bodies of their kings in their high places. In their setting of their threshold by my thresholds, and their post by my posts, and the wall between me and them, they have even defiled my holy name by their abominations that they have committed. Therefore I have consumed them in my anger. Now let them put away their prostitution, and the dead bodies of their kings, far from me, and I will live in the midst of them forever. You son of man, show the house, temple, to the house of Israel, that they may be ashamed of their sins, and let them measure the pattern. And if they are ashamed of all that they have done, show them the form of the house temple, and its fashion, and its exits, and its entrances, and all its forms, and all its ordinances, and all its forms, and all its laws, and write it in their sight, that they may keep its whole form, and all its ordinances, and do them. This is the law of the house temple. Upon the top of the mountain its whole limit all around shall be most holy. Indeed, this is the law of the house temple. And these are the measures of the altar after the cubits. The cubit is a cubit and a handbreadth. About 22 inches or 1.8 feet, 0.6 meters, even the bottom shall be a cubit. About 22 inches or 1.8 feet, 0.6 meters, and the width a cubit. About 22 inches or 1.8 feet, 0.6 meters, and its border by its edge all around shall be a span. About 9 inches, 0.23 meters, and this shall be the higher place of the altar. And from the base upon the ground even to the lower ledge shall be 2 cubits, about 3 feet, 0.9 meters. And the width 1 cubit. About 1.5 feet, 0.46 meters. And from the smaller ledge even to the larger ledge shall be 4 cubits, about 6 feet, 1.8 meters. And the width 1 cubit. About 1.5 feet, 0.46 meters. So the altar shall be 4 cubits, about 6 feet, 1.8 meters, and from the altar and upwards shall be 4 horns. And the altar shall be 12 cubits long, about 18 feet, 5.5 meters, 12 wide. About 18 feet, 5.5 meters, square in its 4 squares. And the ledge shall be 14 cubits long, about 21 feet, 6.5 meters, and 14 wide. About 21 feet, 6.5 meters, in its 4 squares, and the border about it shall be half a cubit. About 9 inches, 0.23 meters, and its base shall be a cubit. About 1.5 feet, 0.46 meters, and its stairs shall face towards the east. And he said to me, Son of man, this is what the Lord God, Jehovah, says. These are the ordinances of the altar in the day when they make it, to offer burnt offerings upon it, and to sprinkle blood upon it. And you shall give to the priests the Levites who are of the descent of Zadok, who approach me, to minister to me. Says the Lord God, Jehovah, a young bull for a sin offering. And you shall take of its blood, and put it on its four horns, and on the four corners of the ledge, and upon the border all around. So shall you cleanse and purge it. You shall take the bull also of the sin offering, and he shall burn it in the appointed place of the house temple outside the sanctuary. And on the second day you shall offer a kid of the goats without blemish for a sin offering, and they shall cleanse the altar, as they cleansed it with the bull. When you have made an end of cleansing it, you shall offer a young bull without blemish, and a ram out of the flock without blemish. And you shall offer them before the Lord Jehovah, and the priests shall cast salt upon them, and they shall offer them up for a burnt offering to the Lord Jehovah. 7 days you shall prepare every day a goat for a sin offering. They shall also prepare a young bull, and a ram out of the flock, without blemish. 7 days they shall purge the altar and purify it, and they shall consecrate themselves. And when these days are expired, it shall be, that upon the 8th day, and forward, the priests shall make your burnt offerings upon the altar, and your peace offerings, and I will accept you, says the Lord God, Jehovah.